Skin, the body's largest organ. The skin is a lot more complex and fascinating than most people realize. It's the body's largest organ, making up roughly 16% of a person's total weight, and it is constantly transforming. New cells replace dead ones at a phenomenal rate. In fact, the surface of your skin is covered by a thin layer of dead skin. You often see this dead skin flaking off your body. An enormous amount of shedding of this dead skin and generation of new cells takes place. It's been estimated that the skin essentially renews itself every 28 days.
The layers of the skin. There are three main layers of the skin. The first is the epidermis, or surface of the skin. The second layer is the dermis, which is under the epidermis. Finally, the third layer is known as the subcutaneous layer.
The epidermis. This topmost layer of your skin is made up of several smaller layers. As mentioned earlier, the skin is covered in dead cells. These dead cells make up the outermost region of the epidermis, called the stratum corneum. Under this layer is the stratum lucidum, which is Latin for clear layer. The stratum lucidum is also made up of dead cells. It gets its name from the fact it is translucent under a microscope. Other components of the epidermis include the stratum granulosum. This element contains granules that help with hydration. The epidermis also contains the stratum spinosum and the stratum basal, the bottom layer of the epidermis. It is in the stratum basal where skin cells divide. In other words, the cells reproduce and push up the newly formed cells into the layers above.
The dermis. In contrast to the epidermis, the underlying dermis is wholly made up of living cells. The thickest of the three main layers of the skin, it contains a multitude of sensory nerve endings and blood vessels. Nutrients are also carried by these blood vessels, and the vessels take away waste as well. In addition, the dermis contains oil glands, called sebaceous glands. These glands regularly produce a substance known as sebum, a natural lubricant for your body. Sebum also acts as a form of waterproofing for your body. Without it, your skin would absorb too much water. Other elements of the dermis and epidermis are sweat glands. Humans sweat all the time. The perspiration is excreted through tiny holes in the skin called pores. Sweat glands help the body maintain a comfortable temperature.
The subcutaneous layer. Made up primarily of fat cells, this bottom layer of the skin helps the body keep warm. It acts somewhat like a shock absorber, protecting us when we bump our arms or fall down. It's also to this layer that the roots of hair follicles reach. The head has over 100,000 hair follicles. Clearly, the skin plays crucial roles in helping to protect us from outside invaders and regulating our temperature. In addition, it is self-lubricating and renews and nourishes itself constantly. Marvelous, isn't it?